You can put the first slide up, and the only slide, which has, by the way, on it, the reading for today. It's actually from the Old Testament. And so if I do a sermon from the Old Testament, you kind of get this idea that maybe you're going to get hit up hard by lots of law, right? Well, maybe not so much. Because the scripture for today, "Return to me with all your heart," says the Lord, isn't just found there. It's found in different kind of forms in the other readings that we have today. And as Ross said in the prayer, you know, this is a time when we begin the season of Lent. After all, it's Ash Wednesday, right? A 40-day journey, not including the Sundays, of course. The Sundays are in Lent, but they're not really of Lent. They're little Easters. You're supposed to celebrate on Sunday. Anyway, 40-day journey, and it's parallel, at least spiritually we are supposed to see it parallel, to the 40 days of Jesus in the wilderness, where of course he was tempted. So, yeah, that's kind of all something you may know about. And you also know that during this time, pious people like us are supposed to suffer, right? Do something to suffer, people, besides listening to me, of course. Do something to suffer. So there's Fat Tuesday. You're supposed to eat as much as you can on Tuesday and then fast for the rest of Lent, I guess. There's Mardi Gras. Drink up, folks. Put away the alcohol for the rest of Lent. And then, of course, you got to suffer all those Friday fish fries. No hard alcohol for some. Others, no beer until the Bock beer comes out. And of course, a must suffer, give up your Wednesday, come to Ash Wednesday church. Well, the Old Testament lesson for today is one of those reasons why such traditions of suffering have been established. The prophet Joel says, "With fasting, weeping, and mourning, return to God." Fasting. Well, and so Lent's become a diet time, hasn't it? For a lot of people, I could certainly use a Lenten diet. I remember one time one of the deacons I had, he did one of these sauerkraut diets. He lost a lot of weight, but he wasn't much to be around. Weeping and mourning for others. In other words, no more Friday night highballs, no Friday night red meat, and of course, get rid of the chocolate, at least until Easter. I had a roommate in college who followed the tradition, pietism, handed down to him by his Catholic church. Much to my surprise, even though we were in college, he didn't touch a drop of hard alcohol during all of Lent, even though drinking hard alcohol was his favorite hobby. So Lent has become to many a time to do a check on our diet and behavior. By the way, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we've all got to make better food choices, right? We could all use a little bit more activity, and certainly our morality could use a little work. I mean, nobody's perfect, right? But Lent's priority isn't for us to win some sort of biggest loser contest, is it? Nor is it meant to be a time for us to become more ritual in our approach towards religion. By the way, you know, Marquette University, I forget where it was in one of their commons area, you could come out earlier in the morning and you could do a what they call a walk-by and get the ashes. My buddy in college would have loved that, because you didn't have to go to church. You could just get the ashes. And then it'd be on your forehead all day. You could wear it like a badge. Badge of honor. My message to you today is simple. God's not really interested in our weight. And not even really necessarily on our good behavior as we define it. He's interested in a heart filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. Agree? Say amen. He's interested in a heart filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. So the passage that we find here in Joel makes good sense. Return to me with all your heart. It's the heart alive in Christ that really defines who we are in the presence of God. Our thoughts, our words, and our actions are all the fruit thereof. Once again, not a time to impress God, a time to do just the opposite, a time to be honest with God, a time to be humble before Him, to rend or tear open the heart and let Him see what's really inside for the purpose of healing. You see, our problem isn't too much sugar. It's not too much time spent on Facebook or in front of the TV. It's not really our foul language or an indulgence in alcohol or the coveting of our neighbor's stuff. The problem is in there, why we do those things. To truly love what God loves. Now we give our hearts away so easily to so many different gods and their promises. We push God aside. And we keep pushing Him aside until He's got just a little corner of the heart. He's holding on with all His might. And after we get God tucked away so nicely and neatly where we want Him, in a place where we think He won't bother us anymore, we begin to suffer, even though He holds on. We starve spiritually. And as one old pastor used to say time and time together, to all of us, as we would meet other pastors, he would say, all the fish fries in the world won't fill up a dying heart. And so Lent's a time for us to focus on what's really needed. A heart that's broken and dying. A heart that needs the love of God. One of my favorite Bible passages that I almost used for today is a Bible passage often used for Ash Wednesday. It's a parable, and it goes this way. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers and evildoers, adulterers and such, or even like this tax collector. For I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of all that I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven. He beat his breast instead and said, God, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. And Jesus went on to say, I tell you that the tax collector, rather than the Pharisee, went home justified before God. The parable tells us of one man who returned to God, the other didn't. Didn't feel he had to. It tells us about one man who made no attempts to justify himself. The other thought fasting and giving money was justification enough. The parable tells us that one man found love from God, the other was left to his religious rituals, devoid of a loving God. Parables about one man who tore his heart wide open, rent it to God so that he could see it and enter in for healing. And the other man is fasting and praying, his religious rituals and morality. Well, that's his God. So together again this Ash Wednesday with the faithful, all across the world. We rend, we tear open our hearts, wide open before our Heavenly Father, our Creator. We confess our sin with expectant, living, joyful hope that He, or He alone, can heal them. We rend them wide open because we know we are but dust, and to dust we shall return. After all, it's the wages of our sin. Folks, there's no reason to be pretentious here. Just honest. Returning to God's mercy is the only answer to the hunger within. There's a term for that. It's called repentance. You know, a lot of people, they think of repentance, and all they think of is feeling really bad and trying to do enough good stuff to overcome the bad. But true repentance is tearing open the heart and admitting to God the truth about our sinful nature and the things that are weighing heavy on our conscience. It's admitting the deep spiritual emptiness within us all. It's telling God we're a spiritual wreck. It means holding on tight to the cross, to Christ. God, who shed His own blood, gave His own life, that you and I would have full and free forgiveness. It means our spiritual hunger can be filled only by Him who loves us and gave us His Son. It means as faith moves us, so we too are moved to continue our spiritual journey in Christ, for without Him we but hunger. That's what Ash Wednesday is all about. Taking every opportunity we have to return to God. Tear open your hearts, O people. Return to Him and the spiritual purpose for which He has intended you, that we might live under Him and His kingdom in eternity forever. Yet, even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts wide open, not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for He is indeed gracious, merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. Amen.